Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Former President Bill Clinton visits Massachusetts tomorrow to drum up some last-minute support for Democrat Martha Coakley in her bid for Ted Kennedy's U.S. Senate seat. The Republican candidate, Scott Brown, also gets high-profile help as former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani stumps for Brown tomorrow. Just days before the election, on Tuesday, polls suggest Coakley has the lead, but that Brown is not far behind. The fact that the race may be close has led to finger-pointing as some Democrats blame Coakley for coasting out of the primary campaign, allowing Brown to define himself and make this a closer race than many expected in what was Ted Kennedy State. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
Republican Scott Brown's campaign language has the aura of a revolutionary crusade. His election corps is called the Brown Brigade. He talks about red invading the blue state, and he calls his fundraisers money bombs. Jennifer Nassour, chairman of the state Republican Party, gives Brown a lot of credit for energizing Republicans.
When you see someone with such a great positive attitude about what he's doing, and when people keep telling you, God, you have an uphill battle, and you walk in with a smile on your face and say, I can do this, you start to make people believe that you can do it.
Coupled with his celebrity magazine good looks, he was Cosmopolitan's sexiest man in 1982, and friendly personality, Brown has become a true contender to Democratic Attorney General Martha Coakley. Democrats have themselves to blame for giving Republicans hope, says longtime Democratic strategist Michael Goldman at Government Insight Group.
I think that it was easy to believe post the primary that the Brown campaign was never going to get the kind of traction or attention that would force her to engage.
So Coakley coasted. She opened two field offices to Brown's nine across the state. He's been out every day on the campaign trail. She virtually disappeared over the holidays. He was the first to mount TV ads and held his own in the debates. Early on, Democrats let Brown define himself, says Goldman.
Lots of people think he's a really swell fellow, you know, basically a moderate Republican, maybe even a conservative Democrat, when in fact this person has been and is an extremely conservative Republican, far to the right of anyone we've elected in the state.
Here are some of Scott Brown's positions. He favors the death penalty. He's against gay marriage. He questions whether global warming is man-made or natural. He does not believe waterboarding is torture. He says he supports Roe versus Wade, but he hasn't promised to protect abortion rights. And he's been endorsed by the anti-abortion group Massachusetts Citizens for Life. Ron Kaufman, former White House director and Republican National Committee man for Massachusetts, says Brown's climb in the polls should be credited to his stance on issues voters care about.
Right now, like most America, they're upset with what's going on in this country. They're upset with health care. They're upset with spending. They're upset with huge deficits. They're upset with terrorism. And they are in sync with where Scott Brown is on these issues and where she's not.
But in recent polls, voters say they see Coakley as the best candidate to handle issues such as taxes, the economy, and health care. So that gets back to campaign strategy to explain why she's not dominating the race. For instance, Democrats should have reacted strongly when Brown compared himself with President John F. Kennedy, says Steve Grossman, former chair of the state Democratic Party. But Grossman says they didn't get the wake-up call until some recent polls showed a close race.
Oh, my goodness. We may have taken this a little too much for granted, and it's time for us to get to work.
There was another surprise this week when Brown raised $1.3 million in one day of online fundraising. Now Senator John Kerry is sending emails to supporters nationwide, calling the race a dead heat and asking for help. In their hearts and in their internal polling, Democrats know it would be almost impossible for the so-called Kennedy seat to go to a Republican. But now they're upping their involvement in the final days of this campaign to make sure. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.